From the Financial Times in New York, I'm Ben McClanahan, and this is FT News. And I'm joined by my colleague Alistair Gray to talk about a surprising decision emerging this week from a court in Washington. Now, a bit of backstory before we begin. It's about MetLife, which is the biggest U.S. insurer by assets. And in 2014, MetLife was put on a list of institutions that were designated essentially too big to fail, or in the jargon, systemically important financial institutions. Now, as far as MetLife was concerned, this decision was arbitrary and capricious, and it took the very rare step of suing the U.S. government, demanding the removal of this status. And the outcome this week was, to some surprise, that MetLife was successful. Now, Alistair, the market reacted quite positively to that verdict yesterday. So how much of a surprise was it?
Well, the share price sort of tells you to what extent it was a surprise. The eyebrows were being raised across Wall Street on this. I was actually down at the hearing earlier this year, and the judge there, it did sound really like she gave the government lawyer a real grilling. And taking that at face value, it did sound like she was very sympathetic to MetLife, but the conventional wisdom was don't read too much into that. Judges often say make comments, and you know, so what? But as you say, she's ruled in their favor in the end. It surprised even some of the MetLife advisors. One person said privately they'd put their chances of success on this about 20%. Good news for MetLife.
Yeah, very good news. Of course, the government's going to appeal. So what happens from here? Is the whole regime that set up this designation, is that now under threat?
Well, the big question on the MetLife situation specifically is actually whether the Treasury will appeal. The Treasury statement was quite carefully worded. The word appeal was conspicuous by its absence. Now, there's so much at stake here that the widespread view is that they will. Although it's not completely beyond the realms of possibility that they won't. Possibly they might have a rethink on this, but everyone seems to think that's highly unlikely, given that this goes to the heart of the Dodd-Frank reforms and trying to curb the risk posed by the financial sector.
Yeah, and there were a few other names on that list, right? Amongst the non-banks, there was a couple of other big insurers, AIG and Pru. AIG seems to have little problem with this regulatory regime. Pru, I'm not quite sure. But what does it mean for those guys? Will they be emboldened by this victory for MetLife and sue the government themselves?
Well, the context here is that AIG was brought to its knees and back in 2008 had to be bailed out. So it would be remarkable, to say the least, if AIG itself got out of this designation. Having said that, it has changed its business radically since then. But people thought that it was a bit odd for MetLife was really putting its neck. The CEO in particular was putting its neck out. One of the advisors said that people thought we were crazy challenging this, taking on the Fed, risking winding them up. It looks at least partially that the decision to take them on has been vindicated. Right. And now, in fact, it's indeed that more AIG and Prudential Financial are now facing questions about why aren't you challenging this? It sounds, though, still that they're perhaps wisely keeping their options open for now.
So, meantime, what does it mean for MetLife? Can it now cruise forward in a blissful state of regulatory free interference?
Well, actually, technically, for now, as we speak, MetLife is no longer a systemically important financial institution. That said, that regime hadn't actually taken effect yet. So to the extent to which that fact is slightly academic. In the meantime, of course, the Treasury, well, as we discussed already, will the Treasury appeal? And if it does, we're talking, this could go all the way to the Supreme Court. We're talking months, years. So potentially, this is just round one.
Alistair Gray, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.